Anyway, I'm recording now, so.
Okay, so sensory box.
Yes.
Right, so sensory shelf.
Oh no.
On a budget. Sensory shelf on a budget.
Yeah.
Oh, Kirsty. So this is yours. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's very impressive. Can you? So you've done a sensory shelf made of a box.
I did.
On a fiver.
I did.
Proving that anyone can take
anyone
a
can do it. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So, okay, so it's kind of 5 £1 items. So the stickers were £1. These pink, these long trailing pink beads that somebody can play with, they were £1. This little smelly candle, this little
ooh,
pink and blue
nice.
Smelly
so
candle.
Got, senses of smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And this, like, I got a sparkly pink key ring, little stars. It's a catching the light job, but it's small enough to hold in the hand, but durable enough so that it won't break. That
okay.
was £1. And then I got some little buttons, and they were £1 sort of for 3 or 4 each. And then other stuff was just stuff I got around the house, bits of different material, but good for the senses.
Well, that's
lots
good.
Of things to look at, little flowery things. And then the piece de resistance is this
fibre optic
lamp that sits on the top. So when it gets dark, you can look at the fibre optic
I like the
thing.
Fibre optic, and you can stroke it because
yeah.
it's got that like.
Yeah, it's tactile. There's
thing.
Lots of tactile
I
things
like
to
that.
Play
I
with.
The glove.
The little
so
glove,
got a
yeah.
glove you can take out.
Yeah, play with it. It's designed
hold.
For somebody, you know, in a wheelchair or, you know, sat up in bed, you know. That it's like an interactive shelf, so you can play with everything. That's
I
my sensory
it.
£5 shelf.
I love it. It looks really good. Oh, I like this as well.
It's a little ring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you've made a sensory shelf for
yep.
£5,
yep.
and it's proof here that
yep.
it can be done.
Yep.
I'm interested. I'm still looking at it, and
yep.
I think it's actually really quite good. So what
shampoo.
Have we got? Shampoo.
Yeah, it's a smelly shampoo.
For the senses.
Yeah.
That smells very nice.
Yeah. Little shelf.
I love it. Well done, Kirsty.
Yay! Give me.
Right, I'm going to
see yours.
Mine.
Oh, my God.
Onto
yes,
the
I will. Let me just move the.
And then I will just bring mine
yeah, yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just move mine with all its joy and excitement. Right, I've got
there.
Some work things here, so just.
Oh, that's
not a sensory shelf. That's just stuff from boots and things like that.
Oh my word. Okay, guys, I know you can't see this, but it's at least 3 stories high.
So this is my sensory shelf made out of a box or boxes for £10.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Now, it does appear that this bit has fallen. So one bit has fallen off. I did use tape, but
that's so
sticky
beautiful.
Tape ran out at some point, so I had to start using glue,
yeah.
which wasn't as effective. So I'm just trying to rebuild that bit. Okay, the small, minor crisis. and
minor
I'll, just
design
switch,
crisis.
I'll just switch all
the
lights
are just
on.
Going on.
It does take a bit of setup.
You'll see the photos on the blog, and I can tell you it's worth waiting for. So,
I'll just get it all set up.
Absolutely beautiful.
Now.
Really. Oh my God, the lights are so. Emily, this is gorgeous.
Now, I might have to just do a little. Tweak because as I say, I did run out of decent sellotape.
No, I understand.
And I had to use kind of other tape and glue, as I
yeah.
say, which wasn't as effective. But if you guys are doing this at home, you'll have
please,
more time.
Yeah, more time, yeah. We
and
had a 2-hour time limit, so.
Yeah, 2-hour time limit. So it's very makeshift, and I'd just like to stress how makeshift this is. If you ask Kirsty, she will confirm at the moment.
It's pretty makeshift. She's just
it's
making sure everything's still sort of stuck on.
Very makeshift indeed.
But it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
So I've lost a bit of my tape there.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm
stunning.
I appear to have lost.
It actually reminds me a little bit of like a little sort of doll's
oh,
house
these
type
ones
thing.
On the side. Yes, and
with
I actually
rooms?
Thought that's a really good point. When I was making it, I actually thought, because I came in on a weekend to the office
yeah.
and I made it in the office, and I thought you could, if you had an old doll's house, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
If you kind of could open the front and then put things in. I do appear to be missing a letter. I don't know where that...
She's trying to spell love, guys, but the O's gone missing.
Yeah, so I did that. There was a plastic O.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's down here.
I'm going to have to take a closer look. This is incredible.
Okay, so I've got it. So
that
went
is...
something like that.
It is beautiful.
So,
talk me through it.
I'm just going to talk you
yeah,
through
let's...
my sensory shelf.
Yeah.
Okay, on a tenner. So basically, I got all the boxes for free from local shops. I had to go to a few different shops to get different boxes. And then to create a sort of shelf-like look, you know, kind of different levels,
yep.
I first of all taped all the boxes together. And then I got some sacks for £1 from the Poundland.
Yeah.
And I thought I will line all of the boxes once they're all glued together. So they've kind of, rather than being brown, they've got a kind of texture and a colour.
Yeah, they do. They have this colour.
But I have to say, those sacks only covered, what, 2.5 boxes in the shelf. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes stuck together. So that it did take quite a lot of time and probably isn't worth it because that was a whole pound out of the budget. And I think actually I wouldn't do that again if I was going to do that. But I did start off doing that. And then because they then ran out, I didn't have any wrapping paper. I think wrapping paper or wallpaper would be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to use what I had at my disposal. And all I had was an old magazine. And I had some bits in the office like post-its and sticky tape and things like that. So, I have created a little, it is like a doll's house, mine. It's five boxes stuck together and it is like a doll's house. I'll take you through it now. So, the first room at the top, I decided to make kind of baby and family.
Yeah.
So, I got a picture of a baby from a magazine, which is at the back. And I had some gemstones in like a craft box. I've got crafty bits and put a kind of home scene next to it. And the reason for that, and I've got a baby rattle as well that I got from Poundland for £1.
Oh, good call.
And the reason for that is not because I'm saying that anyone that would have a sensory shelf, particularly obviously those with dementia that we might be making a sensory shelf for, is a baby. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that they're a child either, but we have all been children once upon a time. We have all been a baby. And so even if we had never had or have never had children ourselves, we remember what it was like to be a child. So there's all of that. There's kind of, you know, there's a baby, there's a toy. It's kind of young and fun, the first box. There's lots of like magnets. They were pounds in Poundland. And I've put them up and spelled the word love. And then I've got kind of colourful things. I used old washing line to kind of hang bits.
Yeah.
And it just is supposed to, this room is supposed to kind of remind, or this little box within the set is supposed to remind you of home. And maybe it makes you think of when you were a child or your grandchildren or, you know, maybe your son or your daughter when they were a baby. Because whenever you see baby things, if you've ever been a mum, ever had a baby, ever been a dad.
It'll take you back.
It'll take you back.
Yeah.
So then I just kind of decorated it with these sort of colourful pegs. And I think anyone's got pegs at home in their home knocking about and you can choose those. And then what I also got from the pound shop were these little ribbons. So they're clips, they're actually hair clips that go in, and they're bows. Now again, that might be seen as like a sort of, you know, well, who puts big brightly coloured bows in their hair as hair clips? But it's a bit of fun, you know, it can be dress up, it can be fun. They can be clipped onto clothing or they can just remain clipped onto the box. So that's that. And then the next, oh, I've got some fairy lights going across there as well.
Oh, the fairy lights are gorgeous.
They're very kind of cheap and they are on a battery powered device.
Yeah.
The next room down is lined with this kind of blue bin liner. Yep. What's it? And that one, it just came to pass that was like, this is like my night scene. So the night sky.
Oh, lovely.
So it's all blue. These are supposed to be the stars.
Oh, little stuck on stars, yeah.
This plant type thing was just randomly in Poundland. There's loads of these down there at the moment. If you get down to Poundland quick, you can pick one of those up. One of these flashing balls that if you hit it and then set it down, that obviously can be played with and touched as well. It's very sensory.
They're fantastic, very sensory.
There is a little owl at the back. Now, I actually didn't have a plan for any of this. I didn't intend for it to be a nightscape. I just created each room as I made it. So I had some magnets.
You could tell who studied design.
Yeah, so I had some magnets and I thought, well, this is kind of like children and babies, so let's create, you know, the home, in the home, at home, all the things remind us of home and family. The next one down, I happened to pick up a dog toy in the Poundland store, which is actually supposed to be a chewable toy for a dog.
Oh, it squeaks!
It does squeak, and it is in the shape of an owl, so it's a little fluffy owl. So when I had blue bin liners in the box, I had a fluffy thing, and I had some old gemstones kicking around in a craft box, I thought, well, why not make this sort of the night sky, nightscape type thing?
Very impressive.
Some little animals there.
Really impressive.
And then I've got some of these smelly, supposed to smell like lavender. I don't think they're that strong. One of those in there as well, so you've got the senses of smell.
Yeah.
The next room down, or the next box down.
Is that a little boat thing?
Yeah, so the theme for this one is travel. Oh, now, my sails have come off my boat, so I'm just going to put those back on. As I say, guys,
quick,
I did actually ran out of sellotape and then had to use this other tape, which isn't very effective, and glue, because the budget had run out. But if you've
yeah,
got,
well, yeah,
if you've got a roll of sellotape and you haven't run out of sellotape, then you won't have that
you're
problem.
You're all good.
So the next one down, I just found some pictures in a magazine, and it basically is the Maldives or somewhere like that at night. So you've got all these sort of beach bungalows across, and it's kind of mauve. And it says Passport to Paradise, which is nice for anyone that's ever travelled or interested in travel, or it might bring memories back of holiday, beach.
Absolutely.
And again, it's got this blue bin liner. It's lined in that, and we've got a smelly lavender sensory thing and a little paper boat that I made out of paper. So this is meant to be like on the sea.
Yeah.
That's the idea anyway. Yeah, it's not that effective. There's not that much else to look at. And then going across to the next one, again, I used magazine images. There's a dog right at the back and a kind of hangy chew thing.
Yeah.
I used some old straws to make it look like a fence,
that's
a garden
beautiful.
Fence outside.
That's
I don't know
really
if you would
pretty.
Know that we are outside, but there's pictures of home from a magazine. And then I had an old peg bag, which I used, but you can get these in... You know, any kind of cheap hand
landing. Absolutely, any cheap.
And
yeah.
some sponge garas, which can be taken off, and they're quite tactile.
And they're glittery as
they're
well.
Glittery. Yeah, yeah, blue, green, and yellow.
I actually have those at home.
Peg them on. Yeah, and just kind of peg them, you can take
they're,
them
they're
out.
They're a lot of fun.
Or you can just peg them, yeah, peg them back.
Yeah.
The last room at the top is my favourite room, and that's because it's all about travel, and I've got these delightful kind of light-catching spinny things from Poundland. There's four of those. Make you sound could go a bit funny if you look at them. But they're quite the kind of light catchers.
Yes.
And this scene is all about the sky. So we've got, like, the sea, the night, the family. And this is supposed to be all about the sky. So for me, it's quite nice because I like flying. And so there is travel at the top, I got that out of a magazine, and then we've got pictures of two aeroplanes, and I tried to create a runway here.
Oh, yes, yes, there is
it's a runway. It doesn't look like a runway, but I used the old
once
tape.
Once you've spotted it and pointed it out, it's a runway,
and then I used
that's
these
what the lights are for.
Fake candles, exactly, that were from Poundland, just a pack, like for... packet of six.
It's like the
to light the runway.
It's so beautiful.
There's
it
only
really
one
is.
Thing missing, I
Where's
think.
The plane?
In the plane, exactly. A toy
so
plane.
A toy plane.
And then you can put the plane there and you're at the top of the runway and then you can take off.
Wow.
But you can take the pegs off and pin those on. You've got the hair clips
there's
there.
A lot of
and the magnets as well. You could take the magnets out and stick those
Frame
on
them,
onto a radiator or something like that. So that's is my
absolutely
sensory
stunning.
Shelf for a tenner, guys.
When you see the pictures, you will be wow, because I tell you what, it's taken my breath away.
Yay.
It's stunning. It's stunning. Well done. Well done you. It's absolutely
Thank
stunning.
You. Thank you.
Oh,